Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell. 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 The international
call. Hail, hail.
From the Netherlands. Presenting.
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When the shit hit the
Motherfucking building, people. Y'all already know. You know what I'm saying? Back off a hiatus, man. Y'all understand? Had to do a couple of things around town, and that's how we get to down. You know what I'm saying? This is My Health, Your Health Monday presents What's in Your Kids' Toys. And I had to go ahead and jump back on the airwaves. You know what I'm saying? The van been broke down. I had to junk the van. If everybody been hitting the archives and catching up with Found on the Roadside Dead episodes, which is 4 episodes, and y'all know what's been going down. If not, check out the archives, listen to the show, and you'll be up to speed, don't you know. And so what we doing now, you know, we all just on the hunt, on the hunt for a new truck and everything, some new transportation. And you know, it's all good, all great, you know what I'm saying. Everything gonna fall like it should, you know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna happen like it's supposed to. So we keep the faith and we keep it rolling. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, you know, I have to take a little hiatus to get this, you know, we're getting ready for the third season, that is. This is the second season. We're getting ready for the third season, so I took a little time out to conjure up some little ideals and new stuff for the new up-and-coming season. Yeah, I'm thinking ahead, people. I'm already thinking ahead, yeah. Like, damn, well, we ain't in. Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm already into the third. You got to think ahead, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what we're going to be doing. And the reason for this show, My Health, Your Health Monday, presents What's in Your Kids' Toys, because we got the holiday season coming up. And a lot of kids, you know what I'm saying, be wanting all these kind of, you know, expensive toys, cheap toys, you know, anything, you know. So this is how the story goes. With the holiday season fast approaching, you know, and parents on the hunt for the best toys for the kids, you know, do you know what toys are really made of, you know, and the health effects that they may cause? Do you also read the package, you know what I'm saying, before you buy the selected toy? You know, these are things you need to be checking on. You know, should there be more warning labels on kids' toys to expose harmful effects created by the manufacturer, you know, i.e. lead, asbestos, and other harmful things. And, yeah. But there you go. Bring it. And happy holidays, you know what I'm saying? Everybody out there celebrating a holiday, any type of holiday you may be celebrating, you know what I'm saying? You was in the mix with Captain Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my international co-host, Mr. Sayonai. Still hooking things up on the Paranormal Soup Network, which is the new home where we're trying to roll over to. You know what I'm saying?
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
Yeah. So, y'all look out for that too, you know what I'm saying? And season three will include live stream via livestream.com/WDGE Radio. We're going to be live. I'm looking that up. Got the cameras and stuff rolling, you know what I'm saying? We'll be doing live because I want to, you know, of course, you got to progress with each and every season. So that's what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? We are already well over 18,000 listens. On the way to 20,000 listens, we're over 420 shows. Over, I forgot how many profiles, 12,000 profile views. You know, it's been a good thing, man. And every show that I've checked on in the archives, averaging like 20 to 30 listens. You know what I'm saying? So to all the listeners of this show, you know, thank you. It's much love to you. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny, I was listening to the actual bullshit ass radio, FM radio station, listening to Steve Harvey in the morning show. And I'm like, damn, man, y'all really talk a lot. Like, I know I talk really when motherfuckers call in, but you know what I'm saying? If you want to call in, 347-237-5125. But, I mean, they just run it. You might hear one song, you know what I'm saying, in an hour. other than that, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going to hear too much from them. So, you know, that is really... really weird, but yeah, it's all good. He doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? So what I do, get into some hits, and then we're going to get back into this real-ish, you know what I'm saying? My Health, Your Health Monday presents What's in Your Kid's Toy.
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went to the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangster party on us. They having a gangster party on us at our expense.
I'm yelling black power, pledging my allegiance to freedom. Get the politics, my flaws positive. I'm a leader, looking to cross the line. It's kind of charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off in our arms about. Backstab for the riches, they turn to snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face your sentence. Of lifelong visions without a limit. To the effect, so don't hold your breath, or you be swimming in debt. The dollar you claim is mere stature, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land. The hereafter, keep up my faith and face my pace. Get on my way, cause time's a waste. And hours for the valor, and your minutes for the minutes. Those seconds are indefinite, so watch how you're living. And signs all here, it is blind to the ear. Deaf to your eyes, open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder remakes! Murder! Just like Ty Rue said! Murder! Murder remakes! That's right. It seems like I met you in this world before. I never seen you. Martin Anderson, you can rest now. We'll take up your strike. We know what they did to you. They murdered you.
It ain't nothing but a gangster party on us. So I stick to the Lord, cause the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep up on my back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain. Trying to brainwash us and keep us slanging the cane. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah! Yeah!
Help us, Lord.
Ain't nothing but a job, sir, and a slave cap.
This is real gangster. Now Jennifer Porter skating, white girl raping. They caught up in the system, all of a door they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I can get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get vicious.
Ooh. Yeah! Yeah!
Time for some change. Let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right.
Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, cause somebody gotta spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by black. And we made everything from mouse track to stop light, to stop killing my people, fight the fight.
Oh, what I'm saying, nothing but a gangsta party on us. Nothing but a gangsta party on us. Murdering us on the U.S. Murdering us on the U.S. Hey,
for me. Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your symbolness will last forever. Marley Anderson. Oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Yo, it's not in vain. Your death will live.
Hey, give me what I want. Hey, give me what I want. Hey, give me what I want. Give me what I want. Oh, watch it, baby.
Who gives a fuck what you say? I blow that cushion in your face. Leave you blown where you stay. Getting dumb, you're concentrated in getting that money, getting that cash, double up, quick, fast. You could get rocks if you think that we praying. Only real G's put me on the lyrics that I'm saying. It's that homage I'm paying to the best rappers who open the door for the big. My city be the star. If you spent the E-40, too short of Mac Dre, they're the ones who set the trend for the whole Bay Area. If you outside the Bay, we ain't scared of you. You come through the Bay, you can't compare to us. We got a different style, different swag, different flow. Got a different whip, different bitch, different code. You seen a couple of our stars in the mainstream, but you ain't seen us all.
Off into this a little bit. Let me give y'all some info. You know what I'm saying? What we here for. My Health Your Health Monday presents, you know what I'm saying? You know, basically what's in your kids' toys. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think there's a toy and because they bought it out of the store and you know that it's cool to get to your kids. Well, let me give you a little bit of info. And this is coming from WebMD.com. Everybody who listens to My Health Your Health Monday knows that I utilize this web page a lot. Has a lot of great information, so you need to definitely check it out. But at the top of it is Fisher Price. Yeah, Fisher Price recalls 11 million toys and high chairs. Yeah, they recalled more than 11 million toys for various reasons, including 7 million tricycles with a protruding key. And, man, let me go into a couple of these articles. I'm going to a couple of these articles because this is crazy, people. But you need to go to WebMD.com, better information, better health, and check on the Children's Health Guide. And it tells you a lot of stuff, man, in regards to your kids. And this is updated as of September 30th, 2010. Fisher-Price has recalled more than 11 million toys for various reasons, including 7 million tricycles with a protruding key that has caused genital injuries to young girls. There have been 10 reports of injuries from the tricycles, including 6 incidents requiring medical attention after 2- and 3-year-old girls fell on the disc or D-shaped keys. Some of these injuries resulted in genital bleeding. At the same time, Fisher-Price is announcing recalls of several other toys with parts that pose a choking hazard, and recalls of high chairs with pegs on the rear legs that have cut or otherwise injured children. And I'm going to give y'all some details on the recall. It involves 7 million tricycles in the U.S. and 150,000 in Canada. The problem is a pretend key about 3 inches in front of the seat that protrudes at least 5 inches above the trike body. Trikes made after June 16, 2010 have a safer flattened key that does not protrude as far. Trikes included in the recall carry a run number under the seat below the model number. The trikes not included in the recall have a run number higher than 1670Q2, which stands for the 167th day of 2010, or June 16th, 2010. Wow, didn't know that. Also, the tracks included in the recall were sold nationwide from January 1997 through September 2010, which, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of scary because your kid's been riding on this shit, you know what I'm saying, for that long. But pay attention to model numbers, people, all right? All right. The recall tricycles are Hot Wheels Strike model J72633, the Barbie Free Spirit trike model 72639, the Lil Kawasaki trike model number 72642, Boys Tough trike model 72643, Girls Tough trike model 72644, Kawasaki trike model 72792, the Kawasaki Tough trike models B875 and N6021, the Barbie Tough trike model B8776, Dora the Explorer Tough trike model K6672, the Diego Tough trike K6673, the Barbie Tough trike Princess Ride On model M5727, the Thomas trike Tough trike model T6209, and the Diego Tough trike V4270. These tricycles should be kept away from children, and parents should contact Fisher Price to obtain a free replacement kit. Fisher Price recalls infant toys with inflatable balls. Damn, people, look, this is all I'm saying, though. You hear all this shit that they have, that, you know what I'm saying, this has been ongoing, you know, and you all steady give these kids these toys to your kids, endangering your kids. Me personally, I would tell you to stop buying motherfucking toys for your kids. You know what I'm saying? Personally, you know, it's much more educational things out there to do than buying a fucking Barbie doll or a goddamn G.I. Joe doll, teaching them about war and shit. You know what I'm saying? When you can, you know, buy the ass an Obama ball or some shit, you know, Obama doll, you know, something like that. But buying kids, I've never been one to run out to dollar stores and shit like that. Because a lot of those stores carry lead poison, asbestos, all other kind of shit that you directly giving your kid to. And then you play with your kid, so you indirectly getting the shit too. Duh. Big ups to Life After Dust Live up in this. Said it, baby, powder fresh Jay. Holding it down, representing Trilateral Commission, man, in a major way. Shouts out to Goofy Bone. Yeah. Some 2.8 million Fisher Price infant toys sold in the U.S. And what, now listen to what I'm saying, people. This is the whole fucked up part of where you live at. You know what I'm saying? There are 2.8 million Fisher Price infant toys sold in the U.S. and 125,000 sold in Canada. Feature inflatable balls with a valve that can come off and choke children. Most of these toys are play environments for children. There have been 46 incidents reported in the U.S., 8 others reported in Canada. In 14 cases, the valve was found in a child's mouth, and there were 3 reports of children beginning to choke. No injuries have been reported. The recalled toys are the Baby Play Zone Crawl and Cruise Playground, the Baby Play Zone Crawl and Slide Arcade, Ocean Wanderers Kick and Crawl Aquarium, the Baby Gymnastics Play Wall, and the Ocean Wonders Kick and Crawl Aquarium. The 1-2-3 Tether Ball, then the Bat and Score Goal. Parents should remove the inflatable ball from the toys and keep it away from children, and they should keep the ball in a safe place and contact Fisher Price for a replacement kit. This is, people, you need to stop fucking buying Fisher Price. Period. If it sounds too fucked up, then it's true. Not that too good to be true bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Stay the fuck out of your dollar stores, Dollar Trees, Dollar Generals, Dollar what the fuck ever. I mean, go to Toys R Us and buy some shit. They've always been, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, in the headlines for having some good quality shit. Then Fisher-Price come along with their knockoff version of quality toys, you know what I'm saying? And that's what, and believe you me, people, motherfuckers over in Korea and China and Japan are making these toys and Taiwan, and they ain't giving a fuck if your kids choke, die, or kill the fuck over from any of these toys. It's all about the profit. All about the profit. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we're going to get back into another quick song here, and we're going to come back and, you know what I'm saying, cover some more for your kids, man. This is My Help Your Health Monday presents What's in Your Kids' Toys. And I hope you know, because, man, it's crazy out there, people. It is crazy.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that.
DJ Quest.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, and that's it. I can see that she's ready, she's ready. Looking to her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Loving when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready, she's ready.
I'm weaving.
brand new drop. Something foreign that these haters ain't got. Sitting on pros, paint so wet, she so turned on underneath that dress. Lil mama in my rear view, checking my kit. So I asked her, baby girl, do you drive six? She said,
don't shoot if I can handle that
stick. I can feel the attraction, turbocharged. She don't want me, she want my car. I'm just an accessory, that ain't even stressing me. When she hit the system, guaranteed she gon' be sweating me. What I'm working with, I can see you curious. Baby, hop in, come see who you're dealing with. Yeah, let's slide, hold on tight. Lil mama, cause you're rolling with the fast and the furious. Caught a rush, biting the bottom lip when I shift my clutch. That's too much tension, so much kissing, going up and down just like a piston. Yup, and I can feel that heat. Might stop, get it on in the middle of the street. Keep my foot on the gas, baby, we rolling straight to your place. That's where we going. The law don't matter, I could drive faster. Better have a Hemi if you think you gon' catch. What I'm working with, I can tell you curious. When we hit the crib, you'll see what I'm dealing with. Please don't talk, hold that thought. We about to get lost when I use this knob.
Me is funny, man.
I know, man.
She loves you, though, man. I can tell, man. She really loves you. Thought she was going to get on me. What? Tell him.
She don't like you. Ain't funny.
So anyway, man, check this out. Before we go to the party, man, we got to stop one place real quick, man. All right?
What do you mean? Stop where?
It's cool, man. I just got to stop and go get my thing.
Go.
You already know, man.
Dylan.
Got to get my mind right.
Get your mind right some other time,
so,
bro.
Just chill out.
Hey.
And, you know, don't make any sudden moves, man. We're cool. We're going to make it happen.
Don't get me in no shit.
To this party, and it's going to be great.
Ain't you always just talking. You don't. Do you just like to hear yourself talk, man?
What's up, man?
Wagwan, Dylan, here for the package, man.
Yeah, I'm just here to pick it
up. Right, man, I'm going to get it for you right now. Who that, man?
What up, bro?
Don't worry about him. He's cool. It's my dude, fool.
Fool who? I don't know no
dude, he's cool.
Hey, boy. You a cop?
Nah, ain't
no
cop. Calm down.
You a bumbleclad cop?
Calm down.
Shut up.
Dude, what are you doing?
You a bumbleclad
cop? He's cool. He's not a cop.
Dylan, shut up,
you think I bring cops here? I've got me in too, man. You know, I got my hater blocker.
Hey, just a sec. I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find a man to hug and kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
All right, people, let's get back into it. Y'all already know how we do it up in here. Up in here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all listening to the Steve Harvey show, man. And shout out to all y'all motherfuckers on the Steve Harvey show. What the hell his name is? Nephew Tommy. The cute sounding chick, I forgot her. Minta, is that her name? One of them damn names. I forgot her motherfucking name. But they did a prank call, you know what I'm saying? Did a prank call with the motherfucking dude. Now, I'm going to tell you, people, if my number was unregistered, I would do some prank calls. But yeah, I ain't about that. I ain't about that. Matter of fact, though, I might be able to do a prank call through my Gmail. We're going to see if we can do it through the Gmail. But they called the dude up. You know, the dude's wife had him call. And he goes, he told him, yeah, this is John, whatever the fuck his last name was, calling from the funeral home. And I just wanted to make sure all of the details was right. You know, okay, just want to make sure that the name on the tombstone is supposed to be Rob or supposed to be Robert. I mean, the dude was like, what the hell are you talking about? He told him, I'm Rob or Robert. He told him, okay. Like, well, yes, sir. Your wife came down this morning and she paid for all of the arrangements. She paid for the burial site and for the tombstone. I was just calling to make sure that all of the information that she provided was correct before we finished processing the order. Dude was like, man, what the hell is you talking about, man? I'm alive. And it's only me and my kids. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck my wife be doing going down to the goddamn, coming down there to y'all motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get a burial plot. And so, you know, I mean, so you know how the whole prank calls go. I mean, dude went to the point where he was starting to go off. Oh, that bitch, we only had one motherfucking argument. I told the bitch, you know what I'm saying? I work 20 hours a day. When I come home, I just want some motherfucking power on, you know, pay the motherfucking bills. I mean, that shit. Ah, oh, man, let me tell you what, them goddamn crank calls sometimes can damn so fuck some shit up, you know what I'm saying? So, let's see if we can, let's see, hold on, people. See if we can do a couple of little prank calls here today. All right, and while I'm hooking that up, let me give you some more info, man, and what to kind of look out for. Where the hell am I going to help you? Okay, what the hell did I do? Oh, okay, my bad, people. I done cut out my mind health shit. My bad. I'm going over here real quick. Doobie doobie doo. And that means doobie. WebMD.com. Make sure y'all check Said the Baby Powder Fresh J out live right here on blogtalkradio.com. You know what I'm saying? On the Life After Dust Live. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com and click on search and click either Said It J or Life After Dust Live, either one. It'll pull up the shows, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we get into. That's what we do. Okay, that was a Fisher. Let me read a couple of little, tell you a couple of headlines that are circulating around. And and then we're going to use the old, shout out to Google, though. Google voicemail does work, people. If you didn't know, you got a free service provided by your Gmail box, provided by Google, if you sign up to Gmail. Only thing you got to do is go down and then click on, hold on, because I did it once before. Hold on. Where is it at? Got my foot on the gas. All right, where is the telephone service at? I use it one time. Where the hell is my damn? Oh, there we go. Call phone. No. What the hell is that? Call phone. That's my home. Oh, okay. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Got the call phone set up. All right. And, yeah, we're going to check that out in just a second. Y'all hold on for that. Headlines. Choking wrist spurs toy cell phone recall. Kids Station Toys International is recalling about 1 million of its Little Tykes Chit and Chat toy cell phones because of a choking problem. About 1 million toy cell phones are being recalled. And this is as of May 28th, 2008. So, if you didn't know, that was 2 years ago. Don't be keep buying them shits. Take toy safety measures. Here's something that can, you know what I'm saying, be very helpful. Especially you motherfuckers going out there buying that McDonald's bullshit, Burger King, Wendy's, all them old fuck-ass toys. Those are choking hazards, people. You should not be buying that shit for your kids. Fuck them crying and all that shit. And shut their goddamn mouths and learn something. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them damn toys. Each year, more than 212,000 people, including 72,000 children under age 5, are treated in emergency rooms across the U.S. for toy-related injuries. So follow these steps for choosing safe and appropriate toys for your children. First, select toys to suit the age. You know what I'm saying? Ability, skills, and interest level of the intended child. Toys too advanced may pose safety hazards to younger children. Especially when I see a goddamn 6-year-old riding a fucking grown person's bicycle. Okay, yeah, he can motherfucking reach the pedals, but if he can't sit his ass down on that seat and reach the damn pedals and reach the handlebars properly, he don't need to be on that fucking bike. Parents be thinking this shit is cute because, oh, look at him. And then when he busts his fucking nuts, you know what I'm saying, or the girl following her little cootie and shit and hurt her little self, then y'all be like, oh. So, you know, pick the right shit for your kids, people. Just don't give them anything. And hand-me-downs is not always the best thing when it comes to your kids. All right. For infants, toddlers, and all children who steal mouth objects, avoid toys with small parts, which could pose a fatal choking hazard. Never give young children small balls or balloons. How small is too small? If a toy or part can fit inside a toilet paper tube, it's too small. And that is hell yeah, that's a good way, because shit, if it's bigger than that the toilet paper round tube, then you know what I'm saying, you already know that's a pretty, you know what I'm saying, small toy. Also look for sturdy construction on plush toys, such as tightly secured eyes, noses, and other potential small parts. Avoid toys that have sharp edges and points, especially for children under age 8. Avoid, and people be wondering, like, why would they put the people? I've seen fucking 2 year olds, 1 and 2 year olds playing with pens and pencils, putting the shit in their mouth and all. Why the fucking parents sitting right there watching? You know what I'm saying? I mean, instead of they cheap dumbass going out and buying a motherfucking chew toy for the kid, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna give them pencils and dumb shit. And they wonder what happens when the kid turns around and swallows the goddamn pencil or something dumb like that. Anyways, avoid toys with strings, straps, or cords longer than 7 inches, because they can wrap around a child's neck. Do not purchase electric toys with heating elements for children under age 8. All those little cooking shits and all that is not for 5-year-olds, people. Check toys that make loud noises, which may damage young ears. If it sounds too loud to an adult, it's too loud for a child. Also look for labels on toys that give age and safety recommendations and use that information as a guide and check for instructions for clarity. And that's what you'll notice. A lot of toys don't even have instructions. It just sell them shits to you and get it how you live. You know what I'm saying? And but all the, you know, the fucked up shit can be wrong with the toys, and you would have needed to know that had the instructions or precautions been on the package or the proper labels. If you buy bicycles, scooters, skateboards, or inline skates, don't forget to include appropriate safety gear such as helmets and pads. We might say that looks nerdy and geeky on us, but that has nothing to do with your child's safety. And people do not know how to drive nowadays, and especially with young riders just getting cars at like 16 years old, speeding up and down the road. They're not looking out for kids. Kids don't even look out for themselves because they run right out in the fucking street. Because parents nowadays don't sit up here and take their kids on riding lessons throughout the neighborhood to teach them how to and not to ride in and out of motherfucking traffic. Okay, that is a very big problem. And, you know, parents as a whole need to tighten up on that. You know what I'm saying? I see this shit going on every day. This is the reason why I have these type of shows, people. I just don't have them because I think people would like to hear this type of shit. I have them because this type of shit needs to get out there to every single parent, new parent, old parent, whatever. You need to know this or pass this on to your kids who done had kids, because they might not have known this. Throw away plastic wrappings on toys as soon as they're open. Also, follow instructions carefully when assembling toys. Research has shown that many manufacturers and retailers continue to sell toys that have small parts but are not labeled with the choke hazard warning as required by law. Other toys that exceed safety standards for loudness, toxic ingredients, and strangulation ingredients are also in toy stores and increasingly available via the internet. So it's also important to monitor the toys your children play with, make sure they are not broken or coming apart, and repair or discard damaged toys. And that, man, that whole little article alone, you know what I'm saying, is the most important thing that you can possibly do for your kids, people. You know what I'm saying? It's just mandatory. You know, if you don't take care of them, who the fuck is? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And nobody. So take care of your goddamn kids, people. All right, get into another little song right here, real quick. New hit from Miss Ja New. It's called I'm That Bitch. You know what I'm saying? Hit it up at www.myspace.com/JaNewThePrinces or myspace.com/DrakBoysPrinces. DrakBoys Princess in the place.
I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I got good pussy. I'm that bitch. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that bitch. I don't take shit. I'm that bitch. There I go.
Pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Never turn out the way that we planned.
things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words and it's making you smile. Growing up to be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it. It's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up. It has to be fixed, but first person at the club for a cause wouldn't get up. Everything going fast, so what makes us forget? We fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. We all got the same goal, so we're gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than meets the eye. Gotta pay attention or it'll pass you by. All I'm saying is cherish the moment, cause you will regret it. What was once in front of you is only now a remembrance.
Added letters to say no to drug campaigns where they pass out pamphlets to symbolize bad. They put bones atop skulls all over the package. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the rest and describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the rest and describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. Get enough of them to approve, and you too can become a user of the doctor special. But don't worry about the long-term effects of the heart, the liver, upset stomach, and diarrhea. It's the media, as the whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world's pimp. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world's pimp. Never.
When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear, like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Nutty News, people, as y'all already know, if you don't, you will know, is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world, and I mean the world. I want to give some quick little promos out there. Make sure y'all check out Afton, www.afton.com, A-F-T-O-N. This is a website for all artists that are interested in getting shows booked in your local area. They provide everything, down to everything for you. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm really trying to participate in one of them. And a show, they give you everything. You know what I'm saying? They give you flyer packs, free flyer packs, calendars, ability to sell tickets on and offline. Shouts out to Ryan, who's my booking rep. And I'm not an artist, people. I mean, I got songs and shit, but I'm not an artist. I'm not the type that's motivated to get up on stage and jump around in that bitch and, you know what I'm saying, act like I care about what the hell I'm talking about. That's not for me. So if that's you, you know what I'm saying, make sure you go to www.afton.com, A-F-T-O-N. Somebody will contact you. The place is based out of Canada, but they book shows worldwide, and they got three different spots down here in Tampa that they've already got shows booked for. The only thing the artist got to do is sell tickets. So if you have the ability to sell yourself, then this is the group that you want to deal with. If you can't sell yourself, then you don't want to deal with them. You know what I'm saying? Because they're about business, not about bullshit, and about making some money. You know what I'm saying? And helping you make money. All right, so we start this thing off Nelly News Today is brought to you part by NellyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. Check this out. Over here in New York, a man pays $800,000 for a 13-mile trip. Right. Brooklyn federal prosecutors say that mega millionaire Feng Shui Master Tony Chan paid for the trip with his American Express card, and that car service driver Peter Rahawi of Flushing, Queens then used the number to rack up thousands of dollars in charges over the next few months. Amazingly, the controversial Chan is so rich that he didn't even realize he was being bilked. Probably didn't give a fuck. Bitch, I'm a mega millionaire. Who the hell cares, people? Believe you me, if I get rich, I wouldn't give a fuck about you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I really wouldn't give a fuck about you motherfuckers trying to steal money from me. Because if I know how to make that type of money, then I'm going to make that type of money tenfold. And then I ain't really going to be tripping, you know what I'm saying, tripping over too hard. But people trip over petty shit. They got all the money in the world and still worrying about a bitch taking a so-called dollar from them. You know what I'm saying? Oh, anyway. This is still in New York. Damn, what the hell y'all got going on? Councilman calls cops on Boys' cupcake sale. God damn right. It's for kids. Get your asses out of here. Sell some crack or something. I'm just playing, people. When Andrew DeMarchis and Kevin Graff, two 13-year-olds from Chappaquoises Seven Bridges Middle School, set up shop at Getney Park on a fall weekend last month, they're expecting a tidy profit. Instead, the two wannabe entrepreneurs selling cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and Rice Krispies treats baked by them for $1 apiece got a taste of cold, hard bureaucracy. Yeah, bureaucracy, goddammit. Newcastle Councilman Michael Wolfensohn came upon the sale and called the cops on the kids for operating without a license. Damn, yeah, I guess y'all won't be re-electing his ass to city council next year. Yeah, stupid motherfuckers. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, get out of there. We're over in California. Shout out to Goop at Bow and everybody else over there, straight lower. Where you touch my junk, and I'm going to have you arrested. Fucking right. Another man's trash is another man's treasure. Shit, leave my shit alone. John Tyner won't be pheasant hunting in South Dakota with his father-in-law anytime soon. Tyner was simultaneously thrown out of San Diego International Airport for refusing to submit to a security check and threatened with a civil suit and $10,000 fine if he left. He told the guard, "You touch my junk, and I'm going to have you arrested." That threat triggered a code red of sorts as TSA agents, supervisors, and eventually the local police showed up. Yeah, people, listen. One place not to fuck around at is the goddamn airport. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to fuck around the airport. That's just, yeah. That's one place. Yeah. Ah, man. Anyways, in the USA, the second biggest fear of flying is kids. Okay. Next to landing hastily on something other than a runway, sharing the cabin with a fussy toddler is about the worst luck many travelers can imagine. Now, travelers without children are doing some fussing of their own. Some are calling for airlines to implement child-free flights or designate family-only sections on planes in the wake of some high-profile tantrums. I am totally fucking for that. I would vote on that shit. There, you got my motherfucking vote, people. If you haven't flown next to a child, fucking a baby crying, and I mean, to the point where the mother doesn't even pop a bottle or a titty, pop your titty in the child's mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like Major Payne say, you know. Or a pacifier. You know, they just let the kid just run off at the fucking mouth at the top of his head and shit. Like, you know, ain't nothing wrong. Fuck that shit. I'm one of those parentless motherfuckers that, yes, goddamn it, you need to tighten your fucking kids up. Get your ass to the back of the damn plane. Like black people on the back of the bus back in the day. Get your ass to the back of the plane. How about this shit here? In my crickle letter. Shouts out to Miss Boom Boom. You know what I'm saying? No, her, she from Louisiana, but shouts out to Mississippi. So never mind, that doesn't apply to you. Where a man dead for 16 years is jailed in a kidnapping. Okay. Former Beaufort resident Thomas Sanders, wanted in the kidnapping of a 12-year-old girl, was arrested in Mississippi, the same state where he was declared dead 16 years ago. The drifter, 53, became a suspect after investigators uncovered security footage from a Las Vegas Walmart store that showed Sanders purchasing bullets. That ammunition was consistent with the weapon used to kill Lexus Roberts, the FBI said. Damn, man, what the fuck is, you know, people, y'all have been wondering. I have been forgetting the wars and shit, but damn, that is fucked up, man. You were found dead, and then you gonna come back and get arrested for goddamn being 16 years later and shit. God damn.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know, you are.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. And to the young girl, man, that got killed. You know, that's sad, man. A fucking youth, man, being taken from us people. No one knows. Yeah, just to let everybody know, the official home of Regular Game Entertainment is WDGE.webs.com. You can go to www.WDGE.webs.com and make sure you sign up to the site. You know what I'm saying? You can log in with your Facebook or just sign up. I got photos, exclusive photos that you won't even be able to see unless you sign up to the site. And I got some exclusive videos that I'm going to be posting on the site that you won't be able to see, not on YouTube, Daily Motion, nowhere else, but my goddamn site. You know what I'm saying? You can also see, click on the live radio shows tab and click on all the related radio shows. Right now we got myself, we got Life After Dusk Live, we got 186 Deuce Worldwide Radio. You got Whisper Out Loud, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy, I Be The Wise One. You got VIM Radio, you know what I'm saying, that's with Miss Marty Torres. I got to go back and throw Miss Computer Lady on there, you know. These are all of the shows that I listen to, you know what I'm saying, if y'all want to know what the fuck I be into. Well, these are the actual shows that I listen to and I enjoy, you know. So make sure you check them out. And click on a lot of other links, man. I got a lot of shit on there. I got, you know, performance videos, the guest book, interest, my calendar that's going to have all my events coming up, especially December 2nd and December 12th. I believe I got two events coming up here in Tampa, Florida, but, you know, working on getting out of state. So this is going to be the site. Don't be looking for my Facebook entries and all that shit, because once my website gets up, that's where all the important information goes, all the updates and all that other shit. Just go to the other one. So there you go. And that's WDGE, www.wdge.webs.com. That's Wrecking the Game Entertainment, the official home of Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Check it out, people. Over here in New Hampshire, a vanity plate on getaway car, yeah, has name of robber on it. There's no fucking way that can possibly have happened. Police say a New Hampshire woman charged with robbing a pharmacy wasn't hard to find. The dumbass, her name was on the license plate of the getaway car. And police say motorists watched the woman flee from a Rite Aid parking lot in Manchester. The vanity plate read, B. Usher. Police tell WCVB-TV that the car was registered to 43-year-old Bonnie Usher, who was arrested at her home. Well, look here, people. Yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
I tell you, people, hey. On the dust spot. Yeah, that's real. That's real. Yeah, because that's right. Cause wherever you posted that shit, Facebook and Twitter and all that shit linked up to every goddamn thing else anyway. So people, get your own websites out there. Stop uploading all your shit to MySpace and YouTube and all the other shit. You know what I'm saying? Even your Facebook. You know, go to www.webs.com and just set up a fucking free web page and throw all your information there. At least it's something that belongs to you. And you know what I'm saying? And people are coming directly to find out information about you and not everything else that's related to that site. And you can link everything that you're involved in to your site. I will even have a links page coming up, a links tab. You can click on the links and it'll take you to all the different links that that I'm involved in. All right, so y'all make sure y'all check that out, man. Over here in Texas, a man killed by deer. Yeah, and he kept it in his backyard. What the hell? You dumbass. Benjamin Gerald Rushton, 60, was killed by a deer he was keeping in a kennel in his backyard at his home south of Wascombe. Harrison County Sheriff's Office found Rushton pierced by the deer's antlers in his backyard. The deer was a red stag deer, and game warden shot and killed the deer. Man, you won't be doing that no more, will you? Over here in New York, restaurant will keep diners in the dark, served by blind waiters. Okay. At Don's Le Noir, New York, blind waiters will serve French cuisine in a windowless space with no light. It's a sensory culinary experience, manager Celine Digitavis, some fucked up name, told the New York Daily News. This is an experience that will allow people to discover and rediscover the food and wine they already know. In the 6 years the restaurant has operated in Paris, there has not been a single accident caused by darkness. She said, and branches have opened in London and Moscow. Fuck that. I want to see what the fuck I'm eating before you goddamn just stop us and eat that. Yo, man, the fuck you eat? These bitches selling the squirrel talking about the chicken and shit. Yo, man. Blaming it on the blind waiter and shit, you know. Oh, he didn't know what he was bringing to you. Bitch, them high-ass sensors should have told him, goddamn, that smelled like dead squirrel. Oh. I'm sorry, people. I know that was wrong. Over here in Harvard University, police are looking for a robber. 55 feet tall. Right. Harvard University officials are warning students, faculty, and staff to be vigilant and take precautions after an armed robbery in historic Harvard Yard. The robber was described as an Hispanic man in his 20s, 55 feet, 9 inches tall, with a thin build, facial hair, and dark clothing, including a black baseball hat. Police asked anyone with information to call Harvard Police at 617-495-1796. People, you know we got a call, right?
Investigations.
Good afternoon, I should say. Just got a question for you. I'm a radio show host. You're actually on the radio, and I'm doing a segment, a news segment right now. I came across an article about you guys in the Harvard University about a robber that's 55 feet tall. And now, they said call this number for more information. Now, I'm trying to see if is that a hoax or was that something that actually happened on the campus.
I'd like to direct you to Stephen Catalano, who is our press information officer.
Oh, okay, that works.
His direct line is 617-495-9225.
Okay, and you're just going to transfer me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I think that's 5'5" people. Yeah, you know, there's no fucking way you're gonna tell me he's 55 feet 9 inches tall. That makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? And that just really stuck out. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go into the article, and I should have actually wrote that number that he just gave me down. I didn't think to do that. Well, let's see here, people. Hold on. I was calling. It is an investigation line. Alrighty then. But, yeah. They say a freshman dormitory advisory posted on the university police website. Robbers got blah, 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 blah. Yeah, 55 feet. That makes no sense, people. What the fuck would a 55-foot-tall person? That makes no sense. All right, again, I got no information off of that from whoever the hell was on the phone. That panned out to be not a good number. All righty there. I'll buy that for a dollar. 55 feet tall. All right. Anyways, over in California, a boy is allowed to keep U.S. flag on bicycle despite thousands of calls. Cody Alicia looked a little unnerved as he approached his bicycle. The 13-year-old walked into a clutch of news crews drawn to Denair Middle School after a school employee's request that Cody remove an American flag from his bike attracted national headlines. An online search, 33 different articles regarding the incident, ranging from local TV to news stations in Texas and Oklahoma to an article in the Nutty News Today. District officials have received thousands of calls, emails, and faxes. People, let me tell you something, man. When y'all sit up here and start worrying about what the fuck the kids are doing and their patriotism, You need to get the fuck out of America. Okay? This is not the place that you need to be in. If a motherfucker can't flag, you know, show their patriotism with an American flag, then, yeah, you wrong with your Cuban flag. You wrong with your African flag. You wrong with every other flag that's not American. The American flag is supposed to symbolize a melting pot of people from around the world. And that's what everybody is doing here, because everybody from around the world decided to come to one place and make this place the dreamland. All right? So if that's the case, then come to this motherfucker and have some respect for it. You know, bitches ain't coming in your goddamn hometown, you know, dressed from head to toe in some fucking red, white, and blue, you know what I'm saying, saying, you know, piss on your flag or anything. So, you know, people just, your freedom is one thing, but, you know, the free to be dumb is something totally else now. You're not free to be dumb. Jeez, people always just want to have something to fucking say, you know what I'm saying, and they put your kids in harm's way of that shit. Over in California, a woman is arrested for stricken cruise ship docks. Harbor Police Officer Adam Miles says 40-year-old Wendy Singleton was arrested when the Carnival Splendor docked after 4 days at sea without power because of a fire. Singleton is wanted in Las Vegas on a felony grand theft warrant and remains jailed. A routine custom check led to the arrest. All passengers on international cruises are routinely checked for warrants. Duh. Don't think you think you stupid motherfuckers be trying to use some of your goddamn crook money to go off and take fucking trips and shit? Duh. Motherfuckers crazy. Over in Idaho, a robber is arrested at Alibi Bar. Oh. Police said it didn't take them long to locate an Idaho man suspected in the robbery of a Cedars Inn. He was next door at the Alibi Bar. The Alibi. not lying, people. This is what it said. Lewiston police said 40-year-old Donald Mosley Jr. was arrested less than 15 minutes after he walked into the hotel and demanded cash from the desk clerk. In late October, police said he called in a fake fire report from a payphone after he was declined a cup of coffee at a Lewiston fire station. Yeah, you definitely got some mental issues going on. Yeah, he's got some mental problems, people, you know what I'm saying? But because of your mental problems, that does not excuse you from getting an award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. Boy, look at him. This is news from around the world, people, and I mean the world. Thank the Lord Florida ain't been in the fucking headlines. Jesus, it was time I was reading, and goddamn, I mean, in Connecticut, a man is shot twice, eats lunch before going to hospital. Damn right, the hospital food sucks. Police say a 25-year-old Connecticut man who was shot twice after buying a sandwich at a New Haven deli went home and ate his lunch before going to the hospital. Miguel Soto said he was leaving the deli when he heard three gunshots. One bullet hit him in the left leg, another in the groin. Police said he went home and ate the sandwich before asking his father to take him to a hospital. That's suspect as hell right there. Yeah, that is super suspect. Give you last two when we back out of here, you know what I'm saying? Get back into some music and give you a little bit more, healthy stuff for your kids. Over in Colorado, man steals thousands of newspapers to hide friends' arrest. Come on, man. Y'all motherfuckers, man. A man who allegedly acknowledged stealing thousands of free copies. Well, how the fuck do you steal something that's free? Bitch, it's free. Anyway, he's stealing thousands of free copies of a Colorado resort town's two daily newspapers because his friend was named in police blotters has made a public apology. The Aspen Daily News and the Aspen Times both printed an apology letter Friday from 23-year-old Mitchell Reed of Carbondale, who agreed to write the apology to avoid criminal theft charges. How in the fuck do you get criminal charges for stealing something that is free? Damn, that's crazy, man. Last but not least, in California, man tries to run down a woman. Yeah, because she refused marriage proposal. Yeah, damn right. And I see why. A Whittier man has allegedly tried to run down his ex-girlfriend in a car after she refused his wedding proposal. After the woman said no, Francisco Hernandez allegedly drove onto the sidewalk, through bushes, and into the restaurant parking lot, narrowly missing the woman. He had written, "Stacy, will you marry me?" on the car's back window. Ain't that about a bitch? Damn. There you go, bro. Oh. Sorry, worked out the wrong keys.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Oh, man, and that would do it for your Nutty News of the Day, people. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. And I'm surprised Miss Heavenly Angel hasn't popped up just for the Nutty News. But it's all good. It's much love to you, baby. You know what I'm saying? And by special request, coming all the way from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, y'all already know how we kick it, FLA style, 813 Killsburg County, trade four in the place to be. This is Special Friends, Michelle K.
You care. In times when I'm feeling so low. us fight against each other. More than how we help each other. Racism and each time in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. Full bad mind. Take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man.
Living the night like it's my last. Drinking liquor out the bottle, plus I got my gas. Hey, mama's so bad, come Chuck and Harry just got dead. Can't tell them nothing, let's get in the side. Pop and let the music play. Getting money with bad bitches and niggas, hey. She bad, she already know. She a dime plus more, multiplied by four. I'ma let the money go, that's if you can keep up. Nigga burning like a fun fire, high as fuck. Fuck that, it's on now and I can smell it. If it's good, you can smoke it, nigga, I'ma sell it. Stay away from them niggas, cause I know they're jealous. They falling off day by day, so them niggas selling. Living the night like it's my last. Drinking liquor out the bottom, plus I got my gas.
Right with my left hand. Fight with my right, right with my left.
we'll see if we're going to be able to squeeze this last jam in up in here. You know what I'm saying? 9 minutes left of the show. I'd like to thank everybody for riding out with the Reckoning Game Radio Show, WDGE Radio. Make sure you hit us up. Become a friend. Tell a friend and tell more friends to sign up. www.wdge.webs.com. And also make sure you go to www.813battles.webs.com. And we got two different sites you can sign up on. One's for freestyle and one's for all the information that's related to Record and Game Entertainment. And, yeah, that's how we do. So got a couple of more for you, and then we are up out of here. I thought you knew. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Hey, yeah. La la la, la 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 la. You know, baby, I just need more of you. La 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 la, baby. Ooh. It's early in the morning and I'm feeling, baby, for you. Ooh, baby. Even though late last night. Those things that lovers do. Ooh, yeah. But I have a request, just one request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Baby, can I have some more? Can I have some more of you, baby? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make me sing and sing. La la la. One more request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Can we get off work early, head on home, so I can have a little more of you? And if you meet my request, you make my day, maybe. La la la, la 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 la.
Check out the Reckoning Game Radio Show, a.k.a. Starship Smelling Prize, with your host, Captain Smell, So Good, and international co-host, Sayonai, only on the Paranormal Soup Network.
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
Yeah.